from Orlando.
Indecision still rules the day as farmers labor over acreage decisions for this year ahead. DeKalb Asgrove brand lead Pete Eitenbrook expects those orders to be finalized soon.
So we're seeing a lot of momentum starting to pick up and energy towards the 2019 planting season. I know that, especially in your part of the world, there's some uncertainty around how acres are going to shake out. And I think here in the coming weeks, a lot of those economics will have to sort themselves out on some degree. But I do think, you know, win, lose, or draw, we're going to see a strong year, potentially some shift to corn acres in your part of the world. But this soybean thing is a bit of a wild card still here. So, you know, we could see it go either way as we get closer to planting.
As it relates to traits and technology, Eitenbrook says it is a mixed bag.
On the corn side of things, we're seeing a lot of farmers that are scrutinizing every decision, and traits is certainly a part of that, right? We feel really good about the options that we have within our portfolio. So if you're coming in a corn-on-corn situation, there's no better choice for farmers than SmartStax, right? Because you need that extra protection. You know, on the soybean side, it's going to get a little bit more crowded in the space, right? We're seeing some new players come in from a trait technology standpoint with different weed management solutions. And that's good for farmers. It gives them choices. They can decide what's best for their farm.
Legacy Monsanto and Bayer folks involved in this Bayer Advocacy Program just ahead of Commodity Classic. Now the Commodity Classic activities take hold through the balance of this week. Caucus sessions with the corn growers taking place this afternoon, soybean folks meeting tomorrow, the National Association of Wheat Growers having board meetings today. Our coverage here at Commodity Classic made possible by the North Dakota Corn